In a middle-class neighborhood in southeast Austin, you can find Latino families living in house after cookie-cutter house. It's a snapshot of the wide cultural, educational, and political gaps in this giant voting block in Texas. Residents here are everything from Puerto Rican to Mexican-American, natural-born citizens to illegal immigrants, associate degree holders to no hablo inglés. Their interest in who will be the next president also runs the gamut. In one house is Joaquin Delgadillo. The 21-year-old became a U.S. citizen 7 months ago and admits that...
Well, that's what they told me when I naturalized, that it was going to be my obligation to vote.
Delgadillo works nights doing construction. He recently pressed the pause button on college. Amid concerns about how to pay for school, he says the last thing he thinks about is Obama or Romney. Still, he says that if he does vote, he knows who it won't be for.
I know it's not going to be Obama. He haven't done what he said he was going to do. That's why. Generation
of voters. Down the street, Mary Jane Torres is five generations removed from Mexico. She doesn't speak a word of Spanish. She considers herself Latina. Torres has spent a lot of time on the phone recently with family and friends, reminding them to vote. She admits that she's losing the battle against voter apathy, even with her own husband.
It's not just that we have the right to vote. Yes, we have the right, but we have the responsibility to vote, to be counted.
Minutes later, her daughter and grandchildren burst into her home.
Today's Grandparents' Day?
At 27, Torres's daughter, Jessica Willis, had never voted until she caught Obama fever in 2008. She's still not over it.
Obama 2012.
Yeah, it poses a lot of challenges, I think, you know, when we talk about the Latino vote. You know, it's easy to lump all Latinos into one category, but, you know, Latinos aren't monolithic.
That's Jason Casillas. He's an assistant professor of government at the University of Texas. He says that in Texas, Latino usually refers to people of Mexican-American descent. But in reality, it crams over 9 million people under a one-size-fits-all label.
So that's why it's important to think about this in a nuanced way when we're talking about the Latino community, as I call it, that it's really several communities.
In what was seen as a bid to attract Latino voters, San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro was the first Latino keynote speaker at the Democratic National Convention this month. But those kinds of efforts are lost on South Austin resident Yuri Rodriguez.
Don't necessarily think it comes down to race. It was nice that he was Hispanic because it's nice to see somebody of your own culture up there. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I identify more with him just because he's Hispanic.
And UT's Jason Casillas says that if the sleeping giant ever does wake up, it isn't clear whether Democrats can count on their ballots being blue. Reshma Kirpalani, KUT News.